Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastors Donnie McClurkin.
I will sing.
And he's been singing since childhood. His songs repeatedly top both gospel and R&B charts with hits such as Stand and We Fall Down. We're talking about Donnie McClurkin. Last year he won a Grammy in the Best Soul Contemporary Gospel category. McClurkin has dabbled in acting on the small and big screen, but his love is his ministry in music. McClurkin's latest CD, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, takes its title from the Bible and takes us back to some of the early songs of the Pentecostal church, as he tells NPR's Ed Gordon.
Donnie McClurkin, welcome. Always good to see you, my friend.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Donnie, let me ask you about the new CD. One of my favorites is a song you do and then come back with a duet with Dottie Peoples, one of the greats in gospel music, and that's yeah. I love to praise him. Sometimes there is such an infectious feeling in the building that it doesn't always translate
right.
to CD, but on this song, I heard it the other day in the car, it was, I was looking for the plate to put the money in. Talk to me about that song, Donnie.
That's a song from way back then. If there is an African-American church song, that is it, you know. We heard it in the Baptist and the Pentecostal churches. And growing up, you know, that's all I heard. What I wanted to do is I wanted to take those types of songs and bring them to a generation that never heard them. When we did this song, Dottie wasn't even supposed to do the song with us. I called her about the audience, and she's just quintessential Dottie. My whole prayer was, Lord, let us be able to grab a hold of this night and let it be felt by everybody that hears this thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, truly, and you feel it, as I said. I want to talk to you about why you've decided to open up your life so much to fans and others. But before I do that, I want to ask you the same question I asked of Yolanda Adams when she was here not long ago. Mm-hmm. When I think of great songs of contemporary gospel, when I think of We Fall Down, that 20 years from now is going to go on that list of classics. Yeah. The fact that you have been able to create something like that, a true modern day masterpiece, do you think about that at all?
No. If you get caught up in that, then you get also caught up in the attempt to reproduce that. Because everybody's always asking, oh, we need another this, a record company. We need another We Fall Down. We need another Stand. We need another Speak to My Heart. They didn't come through contrived machinations. I didn't sit down and, you know, conjure up. It was just something that flowed.
We fall down, but we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me the words that will bring you life. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand.
I didn't think those three songs were going to do anything at all.
Really?
Stand, We Fall Down, and Speak to My Heart. Those were songs that were just filler songs.
Really?
I thought other songs on the CD was going to be the hit songs.
You know what's interesting? I was saving Stand for a different question because for me, the first time I heard it was not your rendition, but B.B. Winans' rendition.
Yeah.
And I recall literally feeling, and I was down at the time, honestly. And I could lift my chest and my back and my shoulders from that song.
Yes.
You have to know, though, Donnie, that there are times that your gift does touch people in that way.
Yeah. I realize it after the fact, you know, because I get tunnel vision. Stand, that song was before B.B. did. It was out many years before that. And B.B. is the one that brought it to Oprah. That's how everybody really started hearing Stand.
Just stand.
I'd never met Oprah. And when BB sang it, they cried at a sunrise service. And so Oprah came and said, "BB, that's a great song you wrote." And BB said, "I didn't write this song." He said, "BB, I think this song is something you need to hear Donnie McKirkland. He never says my name." And for BB to do that alone, that's the first miracle.
That's right. That BB, for those of us who know that boy, that's right.
BB not to say thank you and walk away, that was the first miracle.
Let me say that in love, BB.
Yeah, I love you, BB. You know, but BB hit me and said, "Donnie, whatever you do right now, send Oprah the thing, the song." We sent Oprah the song. I was in the Bahamas, and my telephone rang, and I heard, you know, Stan just blasting. But my publicist called and said, "Oprah's about to call." I'm thinking somebody from the island of Bahamas got the number. And I'm, "Hello?" I hear, "What do you do?" And somebody's screaming in the back, "Donnie." I said, "Turn that thing down, stupid. I can't hear you." She said, "Okay." Came back, said, "Hi, Donnie. Is that better?" I said, "Yeah, who is this?" She said, "This is Oprah." I said, "Oprah who?" She said, "Donnie, Oprah Winfrey." I said, no, I meant turn it down, Cupid. I didn't mean, not stupid. Jesus. Well, then we went to the Bahamas and did her show. Oprah said, "Has this thing gone gold yet?" I said, "No, ma'am, it hasn't." She said, "Okay, it will after today." She held up and said, "This is my favorite song. Donnie's going to sing it. Y'all go and buy the CD." And the rest is just history. You just
stand. Roll. You had been out there for a long, long time making music. And then people started to what I call discover Donnie McKirkland.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the way you did music in terms of just you. What has changed, if anything, for you?
It's made me more regimented. Before, writing music to me was just part of my life. It was a hobby. It just flowed out of you because there was nothing else to interrupt it. You know, there were no schedules. There were no concerts. There were no blah blahs. So you just sat and you wrote. And you let God inspire you, and you sang it to the dog and a few people at the church that would listen. Now it's a different process altogether. It's finding the time to flow in the inspiration, finding the time to put it down so that you don't lose it. It's more work now than it was before.
I would suspect, though, too, with this kind of popularity, it must be gratifying to be able to spread the word to so many.
The very purpose of the music hall, it's to reach the masses with the gospel through music. I went to Nairobi, and we had 1.4 million people out there. I've never seen 1.4 million people in my life. And, you know, it's a totally different experience.
You mentioned Nairobi, and I was going to get into this a little later, but while we're here on the international stage, let's talk about what you did with the songs there and why you decided to.
In my traveling throughout the years, going through to the different countries, I learned, you know, that I go over there with my, you know, monolinguistic self, with America's greatest asset, one language. And, you know, and you go over there and you see people like in Japan, where there's only 1% of the whole entire population that's Christian, and the majority of them don't really speak English. We go over to, like, Switzerland, where they speak five languages from 6-7 years old. And when you go there, you want to be able to reach them. And I got tired of singing with interpreters.
Let me ask you why you have decided over the years to be so open about your private life. You have talked about the battles that you had as a young child being abused. You've talked about battling with sexuality. Mm-hmm. We heard recently from a friend of yours and a friend of this program and mine, Kirk Franklin, his battle with pornography addiction and the like. It seems that what we are hearing from the gospel community of late is that there is a need to bring much of what is in darkness to light. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I guess it was mainly because there were needs. You can see brokenness. and people, but you didn't hear the true story coming from the ministers in the ministry. You heard that God's going to make everything all right, and you know, just trust God and have faith. And you heard the bandages that were put over open gaping wounds. But nobody ever sat down and said, I understand. You know, this is me. And I started doing it in the beginning of the 90s. And it drew fire from my family, from everybody. And because most of these stories people didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I would stand up on stage, you know, singing. And in the, at the end, when you're trying to, you know, introduce Jesus to the people, I would just hear the Lord tell them your story. Now, that's hard, knowing that the taboos in the church, that's mm-hmm. really, really hard. Because you're not just dealing with, I was a smoker. They seem to have more, you know, more tolerance and sympathy for the drug addicts than they do those that are fighting the taboo issues. And I would share it. And pastors would tell me, don't say that again in the pulpit. But then the people would start responding. And the more I did it, the more you start seeing people's lives changed.
Let me take you back before we let you go, Donnie McClurklin. There you go, BB. To something that I found interesting, and it's the teaming of you and Kirk Franklin on what many of us who grew up in the 70s know as one of the big, big R&B pop hits of the time, Ooh Child.
Now, no things in the world look crazy right now.
Talk to me about the selection of the song and what you and Kirk have done with it.
Well, seeing all the things that have been going wrong since the war, and then with Katrina coming, our times have gotten really bad. Especially those of us that live in New York, we have to deal with our kids going to school not knowing what's going to happen with the trains, the planes, the tunnels. And we can handle it. We can deal with it as adults, but the children have a hard time functioning. So the song really is just a lullaby. That's why I included kids in, and Kirk, who's the Pied Piper of the youth today. You know?
If you're tired of people dying, come on. If you're tired of the fighting, come on.
Just to counter what's going on, to let them know it has to get better.
Well, for those of you who go to church on Sunday, or for those of you who are in that favorite list of the sick and the shut-in, and you just need some healing and some good old-fashioned gospel music, go pick up what is a double CD from Donnie McClurkin. And it's always a pleasure not only just to put the CD in and hear your dulcet tones and your wonderful writing, but just the performance in this, as I mentioned earlier, is really a feeling that you're right there. So, Donnie, we appreciate your time today, and always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Pat. I appreciate this.
Donnie McClurkin's CD is called Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs.